Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, 800-531-3815, toll-free coast to coast. And Bill Hubbard is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. William S. Hubbard is the president of Hubbard & Associates. He has a consulting firm specializing in employee compensation, employee handbooks, personnel policies, training. He's the author of a number of books, including The New Battle Over Workplace Privacy and The Medical Privacy Rule. He's our good friend. He's been with us a long time, an original member of our Brain Trust. Bill Hubbard, welcome back to the show.
Glad to be here, and let me begin by saying congratulations on your anniversary on the air.
Thank you. I appreciate that, Bill. You helped make it possible. You've been a big part of whatever we've done, and you know, you've been right here at least once a month for the last almost 6 years. Next, maybe January, February. I've got those dates here somewhere, but January, February, I think, was your first time to be with us in 98, and so we appreciate for all the things that you've done. In fact, it was February 98.
My anniversary will be coming up shortly.
That's right. We'll break the champagne out again in February. But anyway, we thank you for your steadfastness to what we do, and I know my audience knows without a doubt how much you care about small business, and that comes through, Bill, and we appreciate it.
Glad to be of help.
Bill, what's the news today with regard to human resources? You've got some research to talk to us about, don't you?
Well, I follow a lot of trends, and one of the issues that just happened to come across my desk recently dealt with the issue of pay and benefits and kind of the relationship between the two, and I think more significantly, how much employers pay for the benefits that an employee receives, and it's often referred to as the hidden paycheck. Typically the employee sees what's on his paycheck at the end of the week or the end of the month, and when he can take that to the bank and cash it and pay for goods and services, but there's a lot more that the employer pays.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's a whole level, and it's a big percentage, too, isn't it, of the hidden compensation.
It really is. If we look at, and there's some differences between, depending on what sector that an organization is in. If employees are in state or federal government, for example, they tend to receive a better level of benefits paid by their employer as opposed to the salary. And then the flip side of that, of course, is on the private sector side. The private sector employees tend to receive a little bit better pay, but not quite as much contribution in the way of benefits.
Mm-hmm. Does that mean that private employees don't necessarily get poorer or less in terms of benefits necessarily? It's just that maybe they have to contribute some of it on their own.
They may have to contribute more, but basically, as we're looking at kind of the big picture and the numbers that I'm referring to or that I'll identify here in a moment, are part of a government study, and they're kind of looking at all employers that participate in the survey. But it just does tend to show that in the public sector, the government tends to contribute more to the benefits. In the private sector, the employer tends to contribute more to the direct salary.
Well, and one of the things we know pretty much is that if you're a government employee, you don't have to kick anything in for your own benefits, typically, do you?
Well, that specific part may vary from area to area, but certainly the government employers do tend to pay a much greater proportion of that contribution on behalf of the employee. So
right.
The employee working for the state or local government or even the federal government is not going to be paying quite as much of their contribution for their insurance plans and their benefits and that type of thing.
All right.
The percentages are, in terms of government employees, typically 29.9% of their compensation is in the form of benefits compared to 27.9% of the private sector employees. So that's a good 2-3% variation
right.
of what is the employer is paying towards the benefits. And, then of course, the flip side of that is the percentage that comes into direct salaries. There, the private sector employers contribute 72% direct compensation to wages, and the government employers contribute 70% towards the wages. So, and this is, it reflects general sense that if you want to make a little more money, you go to the private sector. But if you have a good civic direction in terms of the things that you like to do, then the public sector is the place to go to deal with those kinds of issues.
Well, the other thing is, you know, in the marketplace, job security is a myth. Working for the government, it's not absolute, but it's less of a myth.
That's true.
Now, there are people who get laid off from the government, but not a lot. It doesn't happen a lot. Although, Bill, even as we speak in a lot of parts of the country, especially on the state level, people are getting laid off because of some of the funding shortfalls that we're seeing.
Yep.
But is the compensation, not the benefit part, but the compensation part, do you think that may be largely because in a working for in the private sector, that you can leverage your income, you got more of a chance to leverage your income? In other words, if you're a teacher, you know pretty much how much your W-2 is going to be at the end of the year, unless the state gives you a little raise. But if you work for a private company and you have any kind of a compensation, any kind of a commission plan or any kind of a little bonus plan or anything like that, you know, you could leverage your income.
Well, in a sense, you can. And in a sense, a much greater portion or aspect of the income development in private sector keys to profitability. Mm-hmm. And I think that's one of the key differences. The private sector is profit-driven, profit-motivated, and reflects and uses that element of the compensation a little bit more to motivate the employees in the direction of the profitability goal.
Bill, not to parse words with you, but I like the term performance. I know profit is important. I know that a lot of compensation is driven off that, but I like to use the word performance because that really is a way of comparing public and private in terms of what they accomplish for what they're paid.
Certainly in the private sector, there's a better opportunity to correlate pay and performance. And because of the profitability issue, it's a more common practice. Whereas in the government sector, the public sector, there's a much more limited approach in terms of, well, we have this amount of budget due in from our tax base, and we have to manage our employment resources more conservatively,
mm-hmm.
and therefore we set our salaries a little bit more conservatively, and we try to make up for that by paying a little bit better on the benefit side.
Right. Hold on to that thought, Bill. When we come back, folks, we're going to talk about how to make sure that your employees know what you're contributing to their income. I've got a little story to tell about what happened to me once. 20 after. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
And the folks are proud. Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind. Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind.
We're back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're visiting with our good friend Bill Hubbard. And Bill, your book, The New Battle Over Workplace Privacy, and your other book, The Medical Privacy Rule, are available wherever books are sold. And also, they can find out more about them at your website, aren't they?
Yes, they can, and they can find out about me at hubbart.com. That's H-U-B-B-A-R-T-T. On the medical privacy issues, we've created a whole new site for that one, and that's medicalprivacy.info.
All right.
And we have a whole host of information there that provides information, guidelines, resources, and e-commerce resources as well for helping firms to comply with the medical privacy issues that occurred in April of this past year.
Bill, I want to come back to that just a minute, but I want to at the end I want to talk about that medical privacy thing again before we go. But I want to come back to what we were just talking about on the compensation thing. I learned a lesson about compensation one time that I hadn't thought about. I don't know why I didn't. I guess I was just taking it for granted. But I owned a small company, half a dozen employees. And it was a home improvement company,
mm-hmm.
and one of my installers came to me and said he was going to quit and go to work for somebody else, and I said why? And he said, well, he's going to pay me $2 more an hour,
mm-hmm.
You know, I guess he wanted me to meet his, you know, to give him a raise.
Right.
And I said, well, do you have health insurance? No. Over there, will you have health insurance? He said, well, no. And I said, well, is he going to withhold? Is he going to pay your, you know, is he going to withhold on you? Are you going to be a contractor? He said, well, I don't know. I don't think he withholds on employees. And I said, well, I said, you need to hang on for a day or so and let me get you some numbers. It hit me that I hadn't explained to my employees what they were getting, the full benefit of what they were getting working for me, because we were the only company doing what we were doing of our size that offered health insurance. And, of course, we were withholding, too.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't realize how much that was. I mean, I've forgotten how much it was, but it was several dollars an hour that we were contributing to him.
Sure.
But all he could see was, well, I'm making this much here an hour. That guy's going to pay me $2 more, so that's a raise.
That's why we call this benefit thing the hidden paycheck.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's unfortunately, as employers, we often don't take the time and effort to really effectively communicate what that issue is. And it represents almost 30% of the employee's compensation. So for every $10 total that we may give that employee, three of those dollars is in the form of benefits. $7 is in the form of what they see in their paycheck at the end of the week. And you've really hit the nail on the head. An individual trying to make a comparison, he's probably looking at that paycheck,
seeing
the effect of these benefits, and that's a big chunk. And for this fella, and I don't know what the decision that he made was, but
he
could have had a significant impact on his livelihood.
No, he had a wife and a couple of kids. He stayed. He just hadn't thought about it. And it was a pox on me because I'm the guy. I should have been telling him that. Like I said, it was a wake-up call for me. I realized that I wasn't getting any attaboys for being a good employer.
Well, we got to get out there and let them know. We got to sell our employees just as much as we sell our customers, in a sense.
Well, and you know,
let them know what we're doing for them.
And Bill, if we do that out front, if we're out front with this information, then it may put the kibosh on a lot of looking around to see if they want to go somewhere else.
It really does, and particularly now where we're looking at almost annual increases for insurance costs.
Yeah.
So this really brings it to the forefront that, you know, here we're this great big expense is occurring in terms of employee benefits. We have to look at it every year. We have to budget for it every year. We're trying to keep it in control, and sometimes we pass part of that on to the employer. We start changing the plan. And so this really brings it to the attention that we need to let employees know what portion we're paying for benefits and get them more involved in this whole process of learning and understanding what their total compensation is.
Absolutely. Bill, I want to change horses now because I want to talk a little bit about medical privacy. And I know you don't like to do this, but I'm going to make you do it. I'm teasing, folks. Bill, more and more every day I run into medical privacy issues. HIPAA thing. The HIPAA law, which was passed April 14th of this year.
Right.
More and more, I run into these issues, the medical privacy issues. It's almost like you and I were telling people about this almost a year ago, Bill.
Mm-hmm.
But actually, or about a year ago, probably we started telling people about this thing, warning them. But you almost can't do anything in the marketplace without running into HIPAA, with a medical privacy issue.
That's true, and that's why I'd like to draw this visual comparison of HIPAA and the hippo, the hippopotamus. you look at the hippo, and you see this little gray puddle or this little gray rock in the river.
This cute little animal out there.
It goes everywhere. So, and that's very literally what's happening. HIPAA affects not only the covered entities, the healthcare industry, but it affects every employer and every employee who has an interaction with a doctor.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many policies and practices that an employer has that deal with sick days and sick pay and salary
mm-hmm.
continuation, and disability pay, and we want a doctor's note for this and we want a doctor's note for that. And every time this issue occurs or we want to send somebody out for a physical exam or a drug screen, every time we interact with a doctor, HIPAA rears its head.
And, folks, give us your website, folks. Bill, give us that the HIPAA website.
MedicalPrivacy.info.
MedicalPrivacy.info. Check it out, folks. You need to know more about this because it's affecting all of us. Thanks, Bill. See you later.
Always glad to be here.
Bill Hubbard, folks.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.